إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our deeds and actions. Whoever Allah Ta'ala guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger. O you believe, fear Allah with just fear, the fear that He should be feared with, and do not die except as Muslims. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul, its mate. And from the two of those human beings, countless men and women were brought about, and multitudes. Remember the womb that bore you, keep the family ties that you have among you. For surely Allah is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear, and do not say anything except that which is correct and that which is true. Allah will forgive you of your sins and repair your deeds for you. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they have already achieved the greatest of all successes and victories. As to what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the Sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an accursed innovation. Every accursed innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His book, وَمَنْ يُوقَى شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Surely those who protect themselves from their souls, who protect their souls themselves from shuh, then they are the ones who are going to be successful. This word shuh is a word that should be reprehensible to every single male and female Muslim. The word shuh has the meaning of someone wanting something not only for themselves, but they don't want that thing for their brother or their sister in Islam. As opposed to the word bukhl, which has the meaning of stinginess. That means that the person wants that thing for themselves, but not necessarily that they don't want it from the other people, or they don't want the other people to get it. This word shuh is more specific than bukhl. And the person who has shuh in him or her cannot have iman inside of them at the same time. The person who has avarice or extreme greed, where they only want for themselves and they don't want for their brothers and sisters in Islam, these are the people who do not have iman in their death. Because the person who has shuh in their heart, it is impossible for them to have iman, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the authority of Abu Huraira and other narrators of this hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You are not a believer, or none of you is a believer, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And some of us might say, in trying to twist the meaning of this hadith, that I love for my brother what I love for myself, meaning I love to give my brother the wrong things that I do. I want him and her to participate in the wrong things that I do. And one of those things is being stingy. I myself want to be stingy, and I would like my brother to be stingy. But the other narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clears up the first one, which is, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه من الخير. None of you is a believer, meaning none of you has complete, perfect belief until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, until he loves for her sister what she loves for herself, from the things that are good. From the things that are good. So the believer who is really conscious of this life, the dunya, and the elements, and the reason why the dunya was prepared for us. And one of the reasons why the dunya was prepared for us, for that Muslim that is conscious, is to lead you away from the remembrance of Allah and not be concerned with the next life. Be only concerned with this life. And those people who are stingy, and those people who have avarice, those people who don't want for their brother what they want for themselves of the good, which is the good in this life and the good in the next life, and those people who want to hoard up and amass only for themselves, they are the people that won't realize this serious situation that they're in for being stingy until they reach the grave, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. The mutual rivalry and competition of trying to amass and trying to accumulate the things of this dunya, trying to marry the dunya, proposing to the dunya, as Al-Hasan Al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, whoever asks in marriage or proposes to the dunya, whoever proposes to the dunya for marriage, the dunya will ask as a dowry from them their entire deen, and it won't ask for anything other than that or less than that. Whoever proposes to the dunya for marriage, the dunya will ask as a futaq or a mahar or a dowry their entire deen, and the dunya won't ask for anything other than that. So the person who always is trying to accumulate and always trying to amass for themselves, they won't realize the serious state that they're in, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ, until you visit the grave. This disease, brothers and sisters, of being stingy, of not wanting your brothers and sisters to have from what you have, or not wanting to share with your brothers and sisters in Islam, or wishing, which is even worse, your brother and sister would lose something of the good of this life so that you can have it, is a very serious, serious thing. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in this noble narration, ثَلَاثٌ مُهْنْدِيَاتٌ وَثَلَاثٌ مُهْنِكَاتٌ, three things that are those that save, and three things of those that destroy. And the three things that he said that destroys is شُحٌ مُطَاعٌ, is extreme greed and avarice. Extreme greed and avarice. Niggardliness. Extreme stinginess. Not wanting your brother and sister to have it, and you wanting to have it all for yourself. شُحٌ مُطَاعٌ. Avarice that is followed or obeyed. When a person finds themselves obeying that disease that is in their heart of avarice and greed, this is one of the things that will eventually destroy them. And the second thing, the Prophet, of the three things he said, alayhi salam, he said, and hawan muttaba'un, and desires or lusts that are followed, wa ijabun mar'i li nafsihi, and a person that is amazed with themselves. So the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find in their illustrious example, people who weren't stingy. People who weren't stingy. People who desired for their brothers what they desired for themselves. They were not a people who would go to sleep at night and not be concerned that their neighbor on the right or the left of them, the person who lives in 26 apartments and you live 25, and the person who lives in 27 goes hungry, or the person who lives in 3C and the person who lives in 1C while you live in TC, 2C goes hungry. They see that the people who had clothing that demonstrated that they might be in need, they would give to those people who seemed like those that they were in need. Those people who seemed like they needed food, they would give to those people so much, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُؤْثِرُونَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that they preferred the believers over themselves, وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِ خَصَاصَةً, even if they had khasasa, that the true believers, the companions of the Messenger of Allah, and the tabi'un, and the atba'u tabi'een, the three most illustrious generations of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, yukthiruna ala anfusihim. They preferred their brothers and sisters over themselves, walau kana bihi khasasa. Even if they had khasasa. And khasasa, according to the scholars of Islam, means, it means hajatun shadida wa khullatan kabira. It means an extreme need and a great companionship or a great intimacy. The companions of the Messenger of Allah were so concerned with their brothers and sisters in Islam that you find a story among the many stories that the Prophet one day didn't have, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enough to feed a visitor, a Muslim. So he asked among the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who among you will host this friend, this companion, this needy one, this traveler, this wayfarer for the pleasure of Allah and behalf of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, he came to the rescue. He took that person to his house to host him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on behalf of Rasulullah, of whom himself didn't have enough to take care of this person who was visiting. The man took the person to his house and he said, this is the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the man's wife said to them, to our husband, we only have enough for one individual in the family and we have children, as you know. So the man said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn out the light and make the person think who's visiting us that we're eating with him. You're going to dim the candle light, dim the oil light, dim it so the person's going to think that we're eating with him and take the food and give it to our children. Let them eat. So the person who was being hosted on behalf of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who himself didn't have the ability to feed this person who was visiting, those two people, the man and his wife, to prefer themselves over their brother and sister in Islam, made the person who was visiting think that they themselves were eating with them, while they went hungry until the person had his full from the little morsel of food that they gave to that person outside of the food they gave their children. And they thanked the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the great hospitality that those people gave to them, whom themselves did not eat. The companions of the Messenger of Allah, to show that they didn't have shuh, that they didn't have bukhul, that they weren't stingy, and they weren't greedy for this life that keeps calling us, and calling us, and calling us to amass, and to accumulate, to buy, and buy, and buy, and buy, and buy, and collect, and collect, and collect, and collect. Those people who want to strive for the dunya, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ridwanullahi alayhim, they showed us the best example as a community for all Muslims to come after them. May Allah be pleased with them all. On the battlefield, when one of the Muslims came to give one of the dying Muslims water, that Muslim who was in need, as Allah says, وَلَوْ كَانَ لِهِ خَصَاصَةً, even though they have a dire need for this thing, whatever it is, that companion who needed the water to survive, one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah came, alayhi salatu wasalam, to give him the water. And he said, no, give it to the next one. So that companion who was going to give that water to that one who was dying, took it to the next Muslim, the brother of that Muslim, the brother of that Muslim. And he said, when he got to him, give it to the next brother. So he took that water and gave it to the next brother. When he got to the third brother, he said, no, give it to the next one, which was the first one. He went back to the first one and he had died. The second one had died and the third one had died. يُقْفِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِ خَصَاصًا. These are the people who prefer the believers over themselves, even if they had the dire need, even if they needed the thing themselves. We find the companions of the Messenger of Allah, when he paired off the Muhajirun and the Ansar, we find him giving a companion from the Muhajirun, the immigrants, those who migrated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meeting up with those companions in Al-Medina, giving them a partner. We find Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, a multi-millionaire of his time, maybe a billionaire of his time, when he was paired off with his companion, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, his companion, who didn't know Abdul Rahman ibn Auf until the time that he was presented to him when they arrived in Al-Madinah. That was the first time he met him. He didn't say, are you from Masjid so-and-so? Or do you follow this so-and-so madhab? Or do you follow this imam? Or do you take bay'ah to this person? Or do you believe in this? Or what is your aqidah? Or what is this? Or what is that? Immediately he said, all of these camels are mine. All of these houses are mine. And these two women are my wives. Take half of my property, take half of my camels, take half of my houses. And he didn't say, the most favorite wife of mine I'll keep, you can take the one I don't like the most. He said, whatever which of one of them you like the best, I'll divorce her and give her to you. Which of the ones that you like the best? Just met Abdul Rahman. Which one do you like the best? I will divorce her and give her to you. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِ خَصَاصًا. They prefer the believers over themselves, even if they had the most dire of need. وَمَنْ يُوقَى شَحَ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whoever protects him or herself from that disease of avarice and greed and stinginess and only wanting for myself, for myself, for myself, all the time trying to accumulate, whoever protects their nuts from that, then they are the ones, brothers and sisters, that are successful. They are the ones that are the muflihun, and the muflihun, the successful, means those who will have nearness to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and nearness to the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawm al-deen, ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah تبارك وتعالى says in his book, للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, those individuals who have need, those individuals who are the poor and the needy, the ones who have been prevented from going out fi sabilillah, لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض. They don't have the ability to travel in the earth. Meaning they don't have the ability to go out and look for trade. They don't have the ability to go out and find work for themselves. They don't have the ability to travel around like some of us have been blessed by Allah to receive some of the good things, some of the hasanat of this dunya. Allah says they don't have the ability to go out and get those things and amass those things that Allah has blessed us with. Those cars and those clothes and that food. The very staples of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the Quran. And he says, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءُ يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءُ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says that these individuals who don't have the ability to go out searching in the earth for tijara, for commerce, for business, for trade, like the brothers who have the ability to sell here on Fulton Street, or the brothers who have the ability to sell downtown, or the sisters who have the ability to have sewing machines and sew and make garments so they can have a livelihood. These people don't have that ability. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. That the ignorant ones think that those people who don't have that ability are wealthy. The ignorant ones are the ones who think that those people who don't have that ability, who don't have those things of life, are rich, are the ugliya. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by jahil? He means by jahil that they're ignorant not because they don't have a bachelor's degree, or a master's degree, or a PhD, or because they didn't graduate from Azhar, or because they didn't graduate from the Islamic University in Medina, or the university in Islamabad, Pakistan, or in Jordan or Syria. Not because they didn't study with Sheikh so-and-so, or Maulana so-and-so. Allah calls them ignorant because they're not aware of the ahwal, and the awdaa, and the umur, and the zuruf. They're not aware of the conditions and the state and the circumstances of those people who are poor simply because they don't visit the Muslim. Simply because we don't visit one another. This is the reason why Allah calls those people ignorant, and they think that those people are wealthy. Allah says, that you'll know who they are. You'll know them by their mark. They are the ones who don't ask the people when they have need. The real beggar is the person whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa al-miskin alladhi taruddahu al-aklatu wal-aklatan." The poor and needy person is not the one who doesn't have a meal or two. ولكن المسكين ليس له غنى ويستحي ولا يسألون الناس إلحافا. He is the person who is ashamed. He's ashamed to ask the people for the things that he needs. He's not the one who doesn't have any wealth, and he doesn't ask the people for the things that he needs. He's the one who is so poor, so needy, so hungry, you think he's rich because he doesn't ask the people. And the only reason why they don't ask the reason why that they're in that state is because we don't visit the Muslims. And when we visit the Muslims, and if we did visit the Muslims, we would see how shabby their children are dressed. When they come to the masjid, if we visited them, we'd see how their furniture is, how it's tattered. We would see that when we come to their houses, they don't have the ability to give us an elaborate meal. They just give us water, and they're ashamed to give us water and potato chips or dates. And we look down our noses at them when they only give us water, because we're used to getting so many different types of juices when we go to the people who have, and so many different types of meat to the people who have, and so many different types of vegetables to the people's houses who have. But the people who are really miskeen are the people who don't beg Allah subhanahu, don't beg the people. They only stand up at night and beg Allah. They only stand up at night and beg Allah. And we'll never know who those people are until we go to their houses and visit them. You'll know them, ta'rifuhum bisimahum. You'll know them by their marks. Allah calls it marks. By their signs, like the mark on your forehead. What are those marks? La yas'aluna an-nasa ilhasan. They don't ask the people. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا بِالْخَيْرِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ. And whatever you give of good, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Surely Allah is a knower of what you do. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should try not to be stingy. We should try not to have avarice. Those people who have shuh in their hearts, they cannot have iman in their hearts at the same time. And the only way we can take care of the Muslims, the only way we can take care of the needy, to know what they really need, to know what they really have need of, is to visit the Muslims. To visit the Muslims once in a while. To go to the Muslim's home. You don't find a brother or a sister coming to the masjid sometimes, and you immediately say, that person's deviated. He's not down with the dawah. He's not with us anymore. It might just be that the person's lights have been turned off and they're working three jobs. It might just be that they don't have enough to take care of their daily necessities. It might just be that the person is sick. It might just be that the person died in their apartment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who really love for our brothers what we love for ourselves of the good. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who visit the Muslims and are concerned with the Muslims and love the Muslims and are considerate to the Muslims. For as Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali of the past, rahimahullah wa ghafarallahu lahu wa afahu lahu anhu, says, any Muslim who's not even sensitive, not even aware of the necessities and the needs of their brother in Islam, then that Muslim who's not even aware of the needs of their brother, then that Muslim's body needs to be washed and shrouded, and four takbirs need to be made on him because he's dead. Because he's dead. How can your brother come to the masjid and you not notice that he's needy? How can your sister come to the masjid and you not notice she's needy? She wears the same overgarment every single day, and then one time when she doesn't have it on, one time when she doesn't have it on, for the first time in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, she doesn't have it on, and you lambast her, you repudiate her, you reject her, you backbite her, you slander her, and say she's leaving Islam, or she's getting weak, or she's that. It might just be that she's washing that one overgarment, it hadn't dried, and she only has that one. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us concerned with the Muslims and not be stingy. For surely the one who has stinginess in their heart cannot have iman in their heart. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabati ajma'in.